Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8.97, up 3/4 on the open. December, 9.21, up 11 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8.62, up 11 3/4 on the open. December, 8.85, up 9 3/4. March, 9.11, up 11 1/2. May, 9.30, up 15 1/2. July, 9.35, up 8 1/4 on the open. September corn opened at 5.44, up 5 on the open. December, 5.63, up 4 1/2. March, 5.81 1/2, up 3 3/4. May, 5.93 1/2, up 4 1/2. July, $6, up 2 1/4. September, $6, up 4. Make that up 1/2, excuse me. December of 2009, 6.01, up 2 on the open. August soybeans opened at 12.75, up 5 on the open. September 12.76, down 1 1/2. November 12.85, up 1. January 13.03, up 1 1/2. March 13.10, down 5 1/4. May 13.19, down 7 1/4. July 13.35, down 2 1/4. November of 2009, 12.80, down 4 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 353, down 650 on the open. September 350.50, down $5. September soybean oil opened at 51.92, down 55 on the open. August live cattle opened at 103, down 17 1/2 on the open. August feeders 114.30, down 75. August lean hogs 88.25, up 2 1/2, and August bellies 81.75, up 4.50 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what are we to make of this little budding potential recovery rally? Does it have legs?
It looks like it has legs, barring any major setback here today or tomorrow. We're going to end up the week here with some weekly reversal ups in both corn and soybeans. Very impressive reversals to the upside. So that does... to me, anyway, as a technician, indicate that the lows that we had here earlier in this week are in for now. And we'll have to kind of see how the fundamentals unfold, you know, over the next month or two. But from a technical perspective, and then when I try to blend in some cyclicals with it, indicate to me that we are in a bull market here, at least for the next 2-3 weeks. Now, whether it's a bull market within inside of a larger bear market, we don't know. But everything looks pretty good. And if the month would end up stronger, if we would continue to extend this week's reversal up to the upside as we go on into the end of August, may even have a month of reversal up. So that would go a long ways in muting the decline that we saw here during July.
All right, then take us to the chart. September beans, what are your objectives? What are you looking at?
Well, my computer just went dead on me here for some reason while I was speaking to you. But I think when you incorporate everything, it would not surprise me that this market could reach back toward the 13.50 $14 area on November beans. I think that's kind of a target area to kind of see how that unfolds over the next 2 to 3 weeks, whether or not we have the punch to go on up in there. I think over on December corn, to try to go back into this, 625 to 650 range, kind of go back to those late July lows, even punch them out a little bit, and then we kind of go from there. I think those are probably what the buyers were this week that stepped in front of this corn. December corn made a 62% retracement of the yearly advance. Right here at this 505, we traded as low as 504. So your technician stepped in front of this and bought that 62% retracement, and you can see with the price action there even on Tuesday and then yesterday and even today that they've won that battle.
Your computer up and running again?
It's still sitting here. I don't know. I'll have it all for you this afternoon, I guess.
I was kind of wondering if you might be bullish enough in September beans to think that maybe the recovery rally might go all the way up to the 50% level for the move around 1422.
Well, I'm looking at November contract,
okay, November.
And that's kind of, I think, 50% retracement on the November contract, if I remember correctly, is going to be right around $14 or $14.05, and that's measuring off of the high that we made here in early July of, I think, 1636
and three quarters,
or something,
right?
Like that, and the low that we made here this week. So that's about 14. I think you have to kind of watch the 38 to 50% range, and that's kind of where I'm in that, you know, $13.50 to $14 range to kind of shoot for November beans initially on this rally.
And then we'll see what this market is made of. And by then, given your time scale of a couple of weeks, the talk will start on the September reports.
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the August report numbers, I think on the corn number and in the way the market has reacted, that's a bullish report, 155 bushel yield. And the reason I say that is that the crop is big enough now that the politicians may not be politically inclined to open up the conservation acreage reserve. And then that by itself then keeps the game in play that we have to compete for acres. Corn and soybeans will have to compete for acres again for the third time in 3 years. So the fact that the number came out high, I think, is bullish. So that's kind of a different spin on the report. And even if the report does grow a little bit, I'm not too sure that's that bearish, because it's bullish because it'll keep the CRP in place. We won't have those expanded acres. Everybody would be happy. Farmers got a big crop. The elevators got a big crop to market. The processors got a big crop to process. So we're kind of in good times in here.
Does this wheat rally that we're seeing this week, it provided that producers can market it for 09, give more credence to the idea that it would put pressure on beans? Even though that world wheat stocks are pretty good?
I'm not too sure what you're asking, Dave. We're going to compete for acres, so wheat is going to be part of that mix. And no matter which way you look at it, it looks like all of these commodities will find underlying support because of generally tight supply-demand tables. There's nothing that's going to be fairly loose when you take a look at the growing demand base that we're seeing both worldwide and here in the United States. So, the wheat market looks like it's, you know, absorbed all of the decline and the pressures that we had there this spring on the wheat shortages and whatnot. And we're going to bounce off of a double bottom here. Looks like we've done a pretty good job bouncing off of a double bottom. And now the wheat market is kind of in a basing period, waiting on demand. And then I think, you know, it'll eventually have to compete for acres.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current market. September wheat in Kansas City, 906, up 19 and 3 quarters. Fast market there. December, 931, up 21 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 856, up 5 and 3 quarters. December, 881, up 5 and 3 quarters. September corn, 541, up 2. December, 560, up 1.5. March, 578.5, up 3 quarters. May, 592, up 3. August beans, which go off the board today, by the way, 1275, up 5. September, 1260, down 17.5 now. November, 1271, down 13. January, 1290, down 11.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.